Well, Labor's turning its attention to education policy today, as I said, but the government's keeping its focus on power prices, setting up a fresh battle with the opposition and a growing number of business leaders too. Phil Khoury has now joined me in the Parliament House studios. Hello, Phil.
Good morning, Fran.
So Labor will oppose the government's legislation around part of Scott Morrison's energy plan that he unveiled this week, the plan, the four-point plan to bring down prices. Part of that plan is the divestment powers to break up energy companies, which don't cut their retail prices. The business community is worried that this kind of market intervention will damage investment. Innes Willocks from the AO Group says it's an extreme step. Now, the Prime Minister said yesterday, well, they would say that, wouldn't they? Fair cop, I suppose. But on the way through, what's going on here, do you think, to the government's relationship, pretty frayed relationship already with business?
Look, I don't think they mind that much. I mean, there's a lot of optics, you know, a lot of froth and bubble going on here. But this is all about winning votes on low power prices and doing what needs to be done and intervening and, you know, stepping in where the market has failed. So if big business has got its nose out of joint, the government doesn't really mind. I mean, you've only got to look at Scott Morrison's rhetoric the other day when they were announcing these policies about gouging and so forth and evil energy companies. So it's sort of, you know, the banks part two is what's going on here. I don't think, you know, they're going to shatter their relationship with big business. Everyone knows there's some theatre involved here, but the businesses are obviously worried about these divestment powers, which, you know, is like the antitrust powers that exist in the US and similar powers in the UK, where they can break you up if you don't do what you're told. So it's, or they think you're getting too big, too greedy, too anti-competitive. So there's clearly a wariness about allowing them to have that power, and Labor is opposing it because they just don't think it's necessary. The ACCC didn't recommend this. In fact, they recommended against it. So,
and once you open the door to that in this area, I mean, I asked the Treasurer this yesterday, Josh Frydenberg, well, if it's good enough here, why not for the banks, for instance? Now, he said, you know, he's sort of moved on from that, but not everyone's moved on from that. No. Barnaby Joyce and others are now suggesting we should bring it on for all these sectors.
Well that's right. Barnaby has actually been hot on this probably ever since he came to Parliament on antitrust provisions and so forth. And I know a lot of his colleagues are of the same view that it should be sector-wide. So, you know, and I spoke actually to a couple of Liberals yesterday too who didn't want to go on the record but think the same too. Banks, insurance, supermarkets, whatever, you should have these powers, not with a view to using them as such, but just the threat.
Yeah, it's a threat that you'd think would be an anathema to liberal sort of basic economic policy, wouldn't you?
It was hard to find some economic conservatives yesterday. I rang around. They're a rare breed, Fran, at the moment. It's this era of populist conservatism is starting to take hold. But the government is saying these powers will only exist for the energy sector. The legislation will stipulate that, but there may be a bit of a debate on the way through.
Maybe, as the Treasurer pointed out yesterday, we haven't heard from the Royal Commission yet, the final report. The Prime Minister has intervened to try and save Craig Kelly, New South Wales Liberal MP. You've written this story today from a pre-selection challenge from the moderate in his seat of Hughes. The moderate is Kent Johns. He's believed to have the numbers. Is the PM going to get his way here? And also on the notion of sending Malcolm Turnbull to Bali to that Oceans Conference. There's pushback there too.
Yeah, there is. Look, on Craig Kelly, this is the second, maybe the third time he's been saved. Turnbull stepped in and saved him last time. He then turned on Turnbull. Craig was a principal in the whole NEG revolt, which brought down Turnbull. But look, Morrison, as I'm told, his desire is he just doesn't want more trouble. If Kelly gets rolled, the Conservatives...
It's not the only one he stepped in to save, I understand.
No.
Also, Jason Falinski.
Well, I don't think Falinski was going to get knocked off, but he
sent a signal.
Don't want trouble. And also, look, they've lost Julia Banks. Anne Sedmalis, Craig Laundy might go. They're losing incumbents in exposed seats, and that makes them harder to win. He just doesn't want another seat with incumbent missing. So that's how it's been explained to me. I told a resolution is being worked on, but Kelly should be fine. And as for Turnbull, well, it's look. What I understand, as Peter Van Onselen said to you yesterday, the real reason is he's not only going to rep for Australia at this Oceans Conference, but he's going to have a side meeting with Jokowi, the Indonesian president, to actually just sort of shore up the FTA that Morrison wants to sign with Jokowi next month at either the ASEAN or the APEC summit. Now, this thing's gotten a bit of trouble, got the speed wobbles over the Jerusalem announcement last week. And, you know, when Morrison says this Turnbull is going to Indonesia, it's in the national interest, that is part of it. But, you know, Jokowi personally requested Turnbull goes to this summit, so it would be a snub to him if you didn't. But that hasn't stopped Tony Abbott and Barnaby Joyce saying Malcolm shouldn't be going and Scott Morrison's doing the wrong thing.
Well, a strong relationship between Malcolm Turnbull and Jokowi was struck, you know, as when Malcolm Turnbull was PM. Phil, thank you very much.
Welcome, friend.
Phil Khoury, Chief Political Correspondent with the Australian Financial Review and our regular Thursday commentator. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 7 minutes to 8.